Village Round Lake, public hearing on the proposed annual budget, April 4th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake public hearing for April 4th, 2016 at 6:55 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Trustee
Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Let the record show that we do have a quorum. Donovan, do the Pledge of Allegiance now and skip it out to the regular meeting. I think it'd be appropriate. Okay. Would we stand for the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don.
Trustee Fry arrives at 6:56.
If the record will show that Trustee Fry came in at 6:56. Okay. Public hearing, item 2.1. The public hearing on the proposed annual budget for the Village of Round Lake for the fiscal year commencing May 1, 2016 and ending April 30th. May I get a motion?
Motion. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any comments? And may I get a motion? Was that the motion? That was the motion to open the hearing.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. And on public comment, is there any public comment on our budget? Any comments from the board?
Yes. Very well done. Very well planned. I think it's one of the best ones so far in my years on the board.
So. I echo the same thing.
Administrator Shields, your background in finance certainly shines through. Thank you. I'm sure that Mr. Ferrets appreciates it also.
It's not a one-man show, Mayor. I hope some department heads here, and I appreciate their efforts in the budget process.
Thank you very much. No other comments? May I get a motion to close the hearing?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Trippa. Any other comments? roll call.
You do a voice vote on
that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is now closed. It's 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Village Round Lake, regular board meeting, April 4th, 2016.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting of April 4th, 2016 at 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of March 21, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, public comment. Is there any public comment this evening? Now move to make a motion on the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.9 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $323,477.70. Approve payroll for the period ending March 20th, 2016 in the amount of $136,010.82. adopt a resolution approving a bid from Patriot Pavement Maintenance in an amount not to exceed $15,000 for the 2016 crack sealing program through Lake County Municipal League. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a bid from TKG Environmental Service Group, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $17,400 for the 2016 street sweeping program through the Lake County Municipal League. 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a bid from Superior Road Striping Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $17,500 for the 2016 pavement marking program through the Lake County Municipal League. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution approving a bid from Alpha Paintworks in an amount not to exceed $20,000 for the 2016 hydrant sandblasting and painting program through the Lake County Municipal League. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution approving a preliminary design engineering service work order with Baxter & Woodman for a second CLC Jala receiving structure report in an amount not to exceed $25,900. Item 5.8, adopt an ordinance amending the village code relating to water and sewer rates. And item 5.9, accept February treasurer's report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Is there any discussion? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee
Trippon.
Aye. Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Grimes.
Aye.
Motion carries. We get a motion for item 10.1, adopt an ordinance authorizing the Public Works Department to dispose of village-owned surplus property through public auction.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon and seconded by Trustee Foy. You guys are making it difficult this evening. Is there any discussion? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fred.
Aye.
Trustee Grilling.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. Under Building and Zoning, item 12.1, adopt an ordinance amending the village code, adding two special use categories to zoning classification I-1.
So
moved. Motion made by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Is there any discussion? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Grilling.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 12.2, adopt an ordinance approving a special use to allow the operation of a child care nursery at 217 West Washington Street, Round Lake.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? They're confusing, but you're quick today.
Yeah, they are.
If there's no discussion, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Motion carries. Under Mayor's comments, we've rescheduled the Business Owners Summit meeting, which was usually takes place in the late fall, but because of my mother's illness, we postponed that one and has rescheduled it for April 27, 2016 at noon. An agenda will be prepared and posted. You can see what the hot topics are. And waiting to hear back from Senator Melinda Bush. She may be able to attend that, not sure yet, to talk about the situation in Springfield, some of the things that she has going on, and to take questions and answers from the public and from many of us who are there. Along with that is the Homeowners Association Summit that evening at 6 p.m. Sue, I didn't ask if we could have the...
Yes, actually, Village Administrator Shields did ask.
He's on ball,
isn't he? He is.
Great.
Whatever time.
6 p.m. at Lakewood Grove Community Center, located at the corner of Amarias and
Hamlin.
And Hamlin. Good enough. And last but not least, 14.3, we titled this Developing Community Events Partnership. Last week, I had Omar and
JC.
I always want to say CJ, whom I met just last week, talk about events that happens in the area and talking about bridging gaps, bringing people together, getting the community to come together as a whole. These people have organized several events in the area. They're being sought after now. And I thought had some very interesting proposals and questions. Questions that certainly was not and should not have been answered in a meeting with just the mayor present and the two of them. So I asked if they could prepare, put them on the spot. They can put something together real quick by Monday night meeting and show it to the board. I thought I'd get them tripped up there. They said, can I display a PowerPoint program? Way ahead of me. So without further ado, Steve.
Those that were here for the building and zoning ordinances that was discussed at development today, you wish to say
so this was very quick last minute. I wanted to share a little bit more for you guys.
If you would introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is JC Ochoa. I do a lot of community events along with my husband Omar. What we've been doing, I know I've talked to you guys for email, maybe two or three of you. We've got the Mexican Fiesta Parade and the festival for the last 5 years. So we worked on that. We worked with Beach Fest. So every festival that's done in the area, they pretty much contact us. Because I guess with our marketing background and radio, he has been in radio for 20 years, we are able to, even in one season, we're pulling off a Cinco de Mayo event in 2 months. We're doing it. And we expect more than 2,000 people there, just with the lineup and everything that we're doing. As far as marketing, so we always ask by here, and we always wonder why nothing is done on the ground. So this is our idea. We probably talked about it for a couple of years amongst ourselves. So what's the possibility of these grounds? I'm not sure what your area is or what the measurements are of the area, but.
If I could just interrupt this for the public record, the grounds that they are speaking of is the property that is immediately south of Village Hall and in between us and the Metro Tracks.
So we're talking about phases for this area. Funding, you know, we'll talk about that. And the good thing is that none of it will come from the village. It will all be donated. We have the businesses that are willing to work with us. There's corporate businesses, there's community organizations, there's a lot of people that will come together to make this happen for you.
We see a lot of potential opportunity for making something nice for the community. Do you have this land? The excellent potential opportunity is for events, for making things, cultural things, because we can building the stage, we can building something for entertainment and teaching for the community. For example, for the juvenile things, we can get people who's coming teaching music, and free music classes for the community. We can do in the juvenile and the adults.
And for youth too, have youth to the plan. So our first phase, we have about 1 to 3 years. It will be handling fencing because obviously we have the train right here. We want this to be a safe place for the community as well when they're on the ground. Last season, we have all this back here, all this area back here that we will be working with. I'm not sure how far back we can go, but we're just discussing maybe this area, all this area right here. We will be working on the fencing and on the landscaping for the first going. The second phase would be the stage. This would be the stage that would be on the ground. This is an idea. Measurements, you know, we don't have all that because we don't know the measurements of the ground. So phase one, we would think about doing the ground and the stairs. And then phase two would be the brick stacking. Phase three would be these columns and the design for the top for weather. We're talking about sitting area, something like this, that will not cost very much. It's just, you know, places where you can do concerts, you can see the high school band. There's a lot of stuff that can go on the stage. This would be like a festival ground. This is an idea how it would look with at night. If we have concerts for the festival, for the online festival, this is an idea. The phase two, we're talking about 4 to 8 years. We're talking about walkways, maybe a water area that we can have there, retaining walls, kind of like all the landscaping trees, parking here. We would think, I don't know how far back we can go, but we can work on this parking back here, because I know that would be an issue. There is no parking here. But we would have the trains, and they would have to cross this area. You have a parking where you normally have your festival. That, you know, might be a problem with people crossing across the railroad tracks, so to avoid that, maybe there's some parking back here, maybe some metro station. So,
the playground for kids.
Yeah, a playground for kids, you know, that would be also part of the design. This would kind of what it would look like if the final ground parts. We would have a save area. We would have another area, maybe for tents or anything that we can have here, maybe a children's stage or something going on back here. We could have water right here, and then this would be all the living area. And then this would just be all ground. And then you have walkways right here. You have, you know, maybe bigger lake right here. And, you know, we would talk about placement, because obviously the noise would be an issue probably for the neighbors, for the businesses. So we would talk about where can we place the stage, so where the sound will be. It can't be soundproof, but at least eliminate that complaint from the neighbors and the neighborhood. So this is our idea. It's only an idea, and I hope it's going to make it happen. So I don't know if you guys have questions.
Jesse, thank you. Again, this came about in just a brief conversation. I thought it was interesting. We spoke as a board with special events committee about possibly doing something with this area, but we decided not to put the money into it, to put the infrastructure in for electricity and what we would need. And, it was only looked at in the context of Hometown Fest. I don't think ever any of us thought to the capacity that JC just showed us. It's an idea, as she said. Nothing more than that right now. If you have any questions, ask her, but let's mull this around. And Sue, your special events, you and I can pursue this more together. And take it from there. I think it's a good idea that we shouldn't just ignore it.
The example for the festival season, is the best place for making a festival, because we can show into the having people approaching using the main track, using the 124 road, and feeder lane. And it's a perfect place for showing, hey, we have a fun, we have a festival. We have entertainment, we have anything we want to show you. It's a best place. If you call it the electricity for making the festival, and we can use the generators, we can rent the generators. It's not so expensive for everything is around the festival. At minimum, we are the investment for making festival in this place. Because we can use the sponsors, not on donation, the sponsors. The people is making a business, and then we offer advertising for sponsoring the festival. We are making advertising in radio, and newspaper, in media, and this official we can use in this advertising.
make mid-deal with a different building. Like the temple, the store for landscaping and store. These people seem like it, exposure in festivals around the area. We have the reflect of this paper. This is from the Herald Daily. David Herald. He's making trains for advertising. We have a lot of registration, a couple of registration in Lake County. This station making trains with advertising and exposure in this festival. We have a lab bank. I'm working with a lake.
What brought you to this location in most of the night?
I see it every day.
So
I'm right across from it.
So you have the vision and came to us for that spot?
I mean, I've lived in the Rockland area for 89.
Okay.
It's not something new so it's always been new. So it's been from the last 2 years. We've seen it and we see it and we see it and the two things rolling on our head. And it's like, you know, what can we do? We just have to see people on the Rockland area, you know, what do we miss?
And this is a very important part. You're talking about a long-term project, 6, 7, 8, 10 years out. We're still negotiating with Lake County Division of Transportation about a possible Cedar Lake realignment,
yes,
which may or may not affect this project. So, you know, there's, as much as I think right now you have the attention of the board, and trust you have my attention too, there's quite a few moving parts that we really have to take a look at. But we'll be diligent, and we'll start looking at that, and talk to you soon.
Could you send the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
It's
right there.
Okay, thank you.
But I can send it
all
to you.
Your suggestion, if it's possible, eventually, is maybe if you have trying to get them a survey of that plot of land there. So at least if they're going to be, you know, what the size is, so they start to
Thank you for your presentation. Thank you. The only other comment that under Mayor's comments that I have is Steve and I went to CNAC's Homes for Changing Environment last week. They were going to do a follow-up meeting to that very briefly, I think in May, which will kind of do a wrap-up of what the work that has been done, and at that time we'll bring a presentation to the board to see CMAP's findings. And with that, I'll move on to Trustee Sim.
Well, I think your idea is wonderful. I just wonder about the pond, because that's going to be tough to other than that, I'm fine.
Thank you, Trustee Hoy.
Just wow, that was incredible. So it's certainly something we've been tossing around and had discussion over on many occasions, and of course making it happen with the dollars that Smith is carrying forward, it's hard for us to say we can move forward with. But with what you're offering, I just go back to wow. So thank you. In addition to that, I want to thank all of those, Steve in particular, and Martha, and certainly Officer Schmidt, for the time and effort that they put into the expo on Saturday. Wow, the booth looked fantastic, and everything was great. The handouts were wonderful. I think you hit them right on. So thank you. Good job.
Me?
Yep.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all the young people that are here in the audience tonight. But not only that, what I was going to say is that if you notice how we went through two meetings, it was a very short period of time. It's not that we don't know what's going on, and I think sometimes we make it look too simple, you know. One meeting was, what, 2 minutes long or 3 minutes long, and the other one was about, for all intents and purposes, other than reading the actual motions and seconds and what have you, it was only a couple minutes long with that. What it is that, just so you know, that each one of us trustees are on a committee, like be it budget, be it police, or be it whatever, and you should know that we spend hours on some of those things. And we show up and we have to sit down and try to crunch the numbers, because the mayor can't keep it all in his head by itself. And what he does, he orchestrates most of this. So yes, we do know what's going on, and that's the reason why some people can sit down and not have to say a word, but they know exactly what's actually happening. And we're all liaisons in some facet of this municipality's work. And it's a pleasure to work, unfortunately, with all these wonderful people, even Don McGee at the end. What I was going to say, though, is thanks for coming. And Chief, thank you for, and Steve, thank you for your support this last few days, because it's been rather thrilling. And it goes without saying, Wade and Adam always do a splendid job. And yes, Kurt, when we have something to build here in town, nowhere to go find you. other than that, everybody else.
Thank you, Henry. Russ?
Yes, nice to see other people in the audience, A and B. Great job with the staff and the budget this year. Assume Don's one of the best budgets I've seen in a long time, not only for this year, but for our next 5 to 10 year off goals and all the things that we always talk about. Now it's in black and white, now it's in writing, now we've got something to keep in front of us so we can plan for the future. So it's a good job. Thank you.
Thanks for
asking. Okay, that was 7.7. Excited about the plan. I'll be more interested in the safety aspects of that plan. So thank you for bringing that forward, the vision, for making it all like that. and June for the young people.
Well, I mean, I think that I like to spend more and more and more.
Also, one more thing. This is the problem with the Monmouth High School, the traffic issues that we're going to have back there. I want to say thank you, Chief. The problem has developed, and the residents over there have been really happy. So whatever you're doing over there, keep it up. So it gets worse. It's okay.
Thank you, Don. Any new topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
First made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:28.
Not bad.